And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hey, right on. That was Limperist doing To the Grave off of their brand new 12-inch, which was only available at the show that they played recently. I think they only pressed like 60 or 100 of those or something. And rumor has it they might even be re-recording that album. So who knows when that's really going to be available to the general public. But Limperist is going to be going to Japan soon. So if you're listening in Japan, fucking get ready. Get ready to get ready. Hey, this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Paul, and today I have a guest DJ whose name is Kieran. How you doing, Kieran?
I'm all right.
And Kieran came all the way from England just to be on our radio show today. So he'll be playing a bunch of stuff. Yeah, really, that's what you did. Just go along with it, man. Okay. Yeah, so we'll talk more with Kieran soon, but first I'm going to start off with a set of new records, which is what we like to do here each week. And we're going to start off with a semi-set, because we've got two French bands in a row, and we're going to start off with the Four Slicks off of their new LP doing Show Me What You Got.
Show me, show me, show me.
And yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We've reached the end of that set. Whoa, I'm going to turn up my mic here. That's better. Hey, that was the Ergs with an exclamation point doing Vampire Party off of an LP. Karen, hand me the album. Yes, awesome. The album is called Dork Rock Cord... Oh, I get it. I get it by looking at it. Dork Rock Cork Rod, which is a palindrome, which just proves the dork part of that. And that is on Don Giovanni Records. And it's all pretty fucking bitchin', dude. Before the Ergs was Used Kids out of Brooklyn by way of Milwaukee, former members of the Modern Machines, doing Hammurabi Would Break Your Heart off of their 7-inch EP. And I actually caught them in Brooklyn, and they were really good live, so I would expect more things from them. And more good things, too, because their newer songs were awesome. Before that, the Joneses did Miss 714 off of a reissue of their 12-inch called Criminals. You may remember the Joneses from the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In comp. They were like the oddball sort of rock and roll band on that comp. And before them was Anteenagers MC from France doing Let's Get Back Together off of a 7-inch on Plastic Idol Records, which, if I recall correctly, is a local Bay Area or Northern, maybe Sacramento label. I may be completely wrong, but I think that's what that is. And we started off with the Four Slicks, which, if I didn't mention before, features John Vaughn, formerly of the Bay Area, and many great rock and roll bands. They did Show Me What You Got, and their album is called In Bonneville, on a label somewhere in France, probably. Slick Records. It's a self-released record, so fucking John Vaughn still keeping it DIY and real. Hey, so you're still listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You really are, and I know, because if you weren't, you wouldn't hear me saying that. Next, we got a guest DJ, who I mentioned earlier, Kieran. Step up to the mic, nice and close, and let us know what is it? What's it all about?
I've got a set of a couple of UK 7-inches, and the first one is a band called Shitty Limits, and it's Faith in Man.
Cool. Where is it? Is it over there?
It's just over here.
Okay. Start it.
Yeah.
Habitats are bad.
Right on, Kieran. Tell us what we heard, man.
Okay, that last band was Brain Dead with a song called Revenge from a split with Hangover Heart Attack that came out a while ago, but they've got loads and loads of other things out, and I think they're coming up with something new as well soon. And before that was Reality and Not the Old One, with a song called Life After Death from a new 7-inch called Altered States on Shout Out Records.
Wow, is it really a limited edition of 50?
I think that's just the special pre-order version. Because I got lucky. And before that was Search and Destroy with Aggro, and I don't know if you can easily get hold of that 7-inch anymore, but if you can, it's great. Cool. And before that was The Cold Ones with Evil Eye on Ghost City Records. And the first one, again, was Shitty Limits with Faith in Man. And they've got a new 7-inch coming out soon, I think in August, which should be awesome.
Cool, man. That was all great. So was that all from the UK?
Yeah, all of them were from the UK.
Cool. As are you, I imagine.
What gave it away?
It was the glasses. Thanks, Kieran. That was a fucking awesome set, and we are definitely going to hear more from you later in the show. So if that's that for that, then we're going to start another set of Paul's random picks that may or may not lead somewhere. The first one is probably the record I'm most excited about that's come out in the past few months. This is the brand new Estranged LP. They're a band from Portland. They sound a lot like that one Wipers song, but you can't hold it against them because they are really fucking awesome. So here they are, the Estranged with No Love. We'll be right back.
everything became nothing. I was standing under a streetlight wishing I had a cigarette. I can't recall anything unusual about it. If there was something in the air, if the sky had clouded over, I wasn't aware. I was too bored to care. Now thunder roared. Now lightning cracked. No missiles rained from the sky. This was no sneak attack. It was just suddenly this awful whack. Things had changed, that's for sure.
That was No Means No doing The Day Everything Became Nothing, which is off of a reissue of the LP of the same name. And it also includes the Small Parts Isolated and Destroyed LP. So it's a double reissue album from No Means No on their own label, Wrong Records. And boy, that was a crazy set. I don't know what happened, and I was in charge. Let's see. Instångd from Sweden did Känslok Kila off of their second 7-inch, which is called Konkret och Brutal, and that's on Adult Crash Records. And I recognize one of these guys, so they're definitely like members of other hardcore bands that we probably know and love. Before that, Solvent Abuse, that's an old demo from the UK, circa 82, and that was reissued on Demo Tapes Records out of London. And it's also, I see, a co-release with Pure Punk Records from Italy. And that one had a female singer, but they kind of switch off between a male and female vocalist, and that was pretty awesome. Before that was Juggling Jugulars, who also have male and female vocals. They are from the country known as Finland. That is their LP called Salute No One. And this is also one of my most favorite releases of recent. That's on K Kemiset Levit Records out of Finland. And I know that contains some previously released material, but I also think that one was new. And let's see, where did we start off? We started off with The Estranged from Portland doing No Love off of their LP Static Thoughts, which is on Dirt Nap Records. So, strangely, The Estranged share a label with The Ergs, which seems bizarre to me. But it's cool also, because they're both great bands. And you're right about a little bit past the halfway point of this one-hour-long radio show we call Maximum Rock and Roll. And we come at you each week with new and old punk from around the world, and it's totally rad. And sometimes we have fun guests. For example, today we have our friend Kieran from the UK. And Kieran, I've been hanging out with you for a few days, and even I haven't got a chance to ask you, where exactly are you from in the UK?
A town called Amersham. It's pretty much the middle of nowhere.
And so is it like in the middle of the country, or what part of the country is it?
South-east, sort of out northwest from London, but south of everything else.
I see. Okay. Mark it on your maps at home, kids. So is there like a punk scene there? Do you have bands?
We got loads of regular gigs in the next door town called High Wycombe, which a guy called Eddie, who's actually in the Shitty Limits, puts on stuff about once a month or so.
Cool. And like, do international bands ever come there?
We had the Cute Leppers there recently. We've had California Love from around this area there, and get bands from all over the place. I think Autistic Youth are playing there what would have been about 4 hours ago.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's not, even though it's the middle of nowhere, it's not all that bad.
I know, we get pretty lucky.
Uh-huh. Cool. So what is going to be the theme of this next set of music you are playing for us?
The next load of stuff is a mixture of demos and stuff that hasn't yet come out but should have been on record sometime soon. And I'll go over what I play once I do, but the first track's from a 7-inch that should be out fairly soon on Dire Records called Flatline Generation by The Scepters.
Yeah.
the stars, yes to the city. Nothing changed, you don't think. Go to the street, it's your game. Stand by the hills and take your sway. War of fear now, try to find the next goal. Your life is such a bomb, shining you want more. What if I keep on a real life? Please, man, open your eyes. You'll form your life all the way. Understand it doesn't have to be this way. Shading you, dirty skin, black pride, you guarantee. Beyond the bars, it's no sorry sign. You're the most like a person, move out of brain. You just got nothing to gain. Like a person, move out of brain. You just got nothing to gain. And I'm trying to make you understand, so you can see my point of view. They only step into my shoes. You can see this so much more for you. Go! You're walking down a dead street. You gotta find out what to do. Thank you.
Right, that last one was Mob Rules from a upcoming 7-inch, which name I can't remember, but the track was called Shame. And they're also recording some stuff for a split with a band from Ireland called Crowd Control. And then before then was Gramercy Riffs with Fast Food Evolution. And they're going to be on a 7-inch comp coming up soon with a bunch of other bands who I've played. And that should be out on a record label that will probably be called something or other, Doghead, Kingdom of Doghead, Doghead Industries. I don't know.
What's that all about?
It's down to the guy who puts it out. So
is he a dog?
Possibly. And before that was Crime Wave with Social Heat, who I think are also on that 7-inch comp as well, along with Mob Rules as well. And then before that was Freeze Up with Nothing to Gain from Wales. And again, the first song was The Scepters with Flatline Generation. And that 7-inch should... It's either out in the sometime now or in the next month on Dire Records.
Cool. All right. Thanks again, Kieran. That was yet another fantastic set. And you're in town for a while, aren't you?
For another week or so.
Cool. Well, maybe you can join us again while you're here, hey?
I'll be up for it, yeah.
Cool. I know you've been going to shows like literally every single day since you got here. Isn't that true?
Pretty much as many days as I can, and sometimes a couple in a day.
And what's been the highlights for you so far?
So far was Limp Wrist at Gilman was pretty impressive, and also the Sex Vid Total Abuse War Crime show at some random weird shop front the other, literally the day after I got here, and was sort of semi-dead from jet lag and not sure what the hell was going on.
That's always a fun way to see a show. It's like being on drugs for the straight edge, right?
Pretty much. Sleep deprivation pretty much does the same thing.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again, and hope the rest of the trip goes well. And thanks for bringing us fucking pre-releases of cool stuff from the UK for all the kids out there. The next set is yet another fucking, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and we'll see how it goes. I have a feeling this set is going to go somewhere from pop punk to Japanese hardcore in very little time. We're going to start off with a Japanese sort of more poppy band on Snuffy Smiles. They're called Shy Boy, and they have a split 7-inch with The Crump, also from Japan. This song is called No Way Ticket Ride.
Drink, I'll drive the other end. Never try.
Okay, I guess no time for the Japanese. I was going to play the Systematic Death quadruple LP Fantabulous reissue, but we're running out of time, so I'm going to leave it at that. That was Dynamite Arrows out of Brooklyn, New York, doing The Horror of Green Street off of their EP, which is called Blowin' It on Mauled by Tigers. And before that was Shy Boy on Snuffy Smiles from Japan. And that almost wraps it up for this episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, number 1097 for you keeping score. And yes, that doesn't in fact mean that there have been at least 1,097 Maximum Rock and Roll Radio shows throughout the history of the punk of the music. If you want to send us records, tapes, CDs, complaints, criticism, encouragement, candy, send it to P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. You are probably listening to us on MaximumRockandRoll.com. Also, now available at radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com. Email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Type in the words radio and MaximumRockandRoll.com in any configuration on your computer, and it'll probably work. So that's about it, and we almost said goodbye to Kieran, but actually, dude, Kieran, you have a special treat for us to end the show, don't you?
Yeah, I've got the Chicken Bowels self-titled 7-inch. I think it's from the mid-80s, probably 83 or 84, but I'm probably wrong on that. And
it does have the most awesome record cover.
It's got a weightlifting chicken on it, which is pretty sweet. And it's two tracks from Side B, because they bleed together, No Control and Lie and Truth.
All right, thank you. You can never, you don't die.